Your regrets are the thing that will give you the list of tasks that you need to be able to come to a point where you can go, oh my God, I can actually achieve who I'm meant to be, because you have the task list in front of you. So you're playing small. You know it, I know it, everyone else. Interestingly, no one else who is in your circle can see it because they think you're doing really, really, really fucking well, right? On the outside, there is a shitload of huge success, right? Like, you might have $1 million business right now. You might have a $500,000 per month business right now. You might have a 50K per month business right now, right? But to yourself and all the people around you, you are unbelievably successful. And that's the fucking problem. So I'm here right now every couple of months. It's typically every 7 weeks it's meant to be, but I've neglected it a couple of times and that's bad on my part, at what I call a spacecation, right? This is not my fucking house. Nothing like this is what I own in any way, shape or form. This is not my apartment. This is just a penthouse that I've hired in Wollongong, about an hour and a half away from Sydney, if you don't know where that is. And something I've really been festering on for the past couple of months is just getting really fucking deep into the reason why people aren't anywhere near as elevated as they wish they could be or should be in any way, shape and form, right? We work with a lot of guys who are, you know, already making millions or really fucking close to being at a point where they make millions, and a bunch of guys who are just starting out at the same time too, right? Like, there is a vast range and array of people who work with us, and there is a solution for every problem they're experiencing, right? Like, if you want to learn how to market and sell so you can feed your family and never actually have to worry about where your next client or whatever else it is coming from, we can fix that. That's one of my favorite problems to fix, inconsistent sales. Then there is the issues of, you know, doing everything yourself, team and leadership and all that stuff as well. We can help you install an epic team that who really fucking want to be there and don't want to let you down and don't want to let the market down at the same time as well. But I think the biggest issue that not one of them hasn't had to have some form of training or coaching around in some way, shape and form is self-sabotage, right? And what's really interesting is self-sabotage, when you think about it at its core, is just you not playing to the level that you know that you could and should be in some way, shape and form. And what I know is really interesting is that almost every single person that I work with who is at the millions or million or millions dollar level is only playing at a percentage of what they could be, right? The issue is they've made a lot of money. Everyone around them thinks that things are great. They're crushing. In many cases, people are probably saying like, fuck, why do you want to go for more, right? But internally, they feel like an absolute sack of shit because they know they're meant for more and they know that they should be doing more and they know that it's not meant and should, it's that it's their calling to be, do and see more in their lives to be able to help themselves, their community, their family, whatever the fuck it might be, right? And there's this like limiter inside that prevents people from going bigger in some way, shape and form. And I think that it is something that I haven't worked with someone who hasn't had to deal with this as an issue. And it's probably one of my favorite things to solve within someone. And if I look at them, I can see directly into their soul and work out why is it you are not who you are meant to be right now. And we can eliminate a lot of that shit really fucking quickly at the same time too, right? But the bigger issue here is that you've got people around you who are not actually bringing that savage, the bad motherfucker version of you out in some way, shape and form. And that is a fucking problem for you, right? That is a big problem for you, because you will have a semi-level of success for a really long time in your life. And what's really fucked up is that even though you have that semi-level of success, what's going to happen is that you'll still have this thing eating at you inside that says like, it's still not good enough. And that's not a bad thing. Anyone who says it's a bad thing is a fucking little, I want to say a little bitch, but I don't know. They are limited. They are not thinking limitless, right? Wanting more, wanting to do more is just about you ascending in some way, shape and form. And I think anyone who chastises that can get a swift fuck you in a loving way, right? It's like, hey, I hear you. I appreciate you. It is you using your own form of limitation around that. And I appreciate that. I'm still going to go bigger anyway. I appreciate that. I appreciate appreciate you, but your opinion is only valid if it actually has value to the things that I want to see happen in my life, which consequently helps you anyway. And if I don't allow myself to do this, then I allow you to be a little bitch at the same time too, right? So I need to be the example. I need to show you who I can be so you can observe within yourself where you aren't doing as best as you can so you can start being the best version of you at the same time too. So shut the fuck up and let me do my thing, right? But I think the bigger issue within this is that if you don't address that is you, and if you do not address that that's the case with inside you, you will end up losing it, right? I see so many people get to a level of success and then they lose everything because they start sabotaging in a really big way. And that's fucked up for all involved, because you lose the trust of people around you, lose the trust in yourself, you lose all the things that would make someone feel like you were the top of your game. Maybe not in the industry, but of your game, right? And you start to hate yourself, right? The consequence of allowing that to happen long fucking term is that you live with regret. You live with a sense of anger, sense and shame, which is really weird because you've had such a huge level of success. And as a consequence of having a huge level of success and not looking to achieve more and staying stuck and stagnant in that, you know you have more inside you, and you just get to a point where you either just accept it that you're not going to get to the level that you want to get to, which is not what your internal dialogue is telling you that you should have happening, and you end up fucking hating yourself, right? Like that's one of the biggest issues. And then so people get fat, they cheat on their wives, I fucking watch this happen 10 times out of 10, right? It's there is always something that happens within that, or they just end up playing small and end up hating themselves for the rest of their the rest of their eternity here on earth. And then they might get to the pearly gates and God was like, I told you to play bigger. I sent you the fucking messages that your brain was taking down in through that antenna. I sent them to you. I put them in your soul and you didn't do anything about it, right? Like, you will be looked at funny, right? Like, don't for a second think that that's not true, because it will happen and you will sit there and wonder, fuck, why did I not just do the thing? It's usually because people are scared of hurting someone's feelings, getting rejected, a fear of abandonment, or something to the effect of that. And that's in many cases because you don't have more of the right people around you who will actually make you level the fuck up at the same time too, right? But the consequence long term is if you do nothing about this in 5, 10, 20 years, you may lose everything because you start playing small, and playing small becomes a habit. And when you install a habit of playing small, you start to feel as if you were disrespecting yourself. And I know that you know that this has, if you've listened this far, there is a part of you that believes that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this anymore, right? You need to be addressing that part inside you that makes you feel like there is something fucking wrong, right? Because if you feel like there is, there probably is, and it's probably because you aren't playing to the level that you internally should be playing at. And I think that's where you need to take the control of this and grow the fuck up, right? Like, grow the fuck up, grow into the person that you were meant to be in some way, shape and form. And in situations like this, when I'm working with someone, right? Like, it could be about, this could be showing up as having a team member that isn't doing everything they should be, right? Like, maybe there's an appointment setter that is not living up to their fucking standard because it's a friend. And because it's a friend, you don't want to ruffle the feathers. You don't want to have any discourse that is based on criticism, and you don't want any conflict and all these different things. And as a consequence of that, you have a poor performing business. You could be a million times better and you hate yourself inside, but it's all because you didn't want to hurt a friend's feelings, right? Your friend deserves better. You deserve better. You're being a fucking little bitch and you need to address that shit head fucking on. It could show up as you staying in a relationship that you know you aren't meant to be in, right? Like, because of all the reasons that, you know, shame, guilt, fear of being alone, all these different things at the same time too. And you aren't addressing the conflict within your relationship that would put you in a position that would have you be able to get on the same page with your partner, right? So, and I don't necessarily mean that you have to leave the relationship that you're in, but the relationship that you are in isn't working for you, right? Because you guys aren't on the same page and your wife, your girlfriend, whatever else that it is, isn't telling you you need to go bigger, right? Like, if that isn't happening within your household, you need to fix that shit. If you know internally that's who you are and that's who you're meant to be, you need to enroll them into that. And that's something that you are going to suffer with for the rest of your life if you don't do something about that at the same time as well. So, like, it could show up in team, it could show up in the fucking car you drive, right? Like, it could show up in any of the areas where you are most frequently looking at your, like, if you were to observe yourself on a daily basis from the outside looking in, like I do, I can watch and pinpoint all the areas where you are playing small and you fucking hate yourself, right? And when I work with someone on this, there's two big things I work with them on, or three. The first one is, like, it's acceptance, right? Like, it's looking in the mirror and saying, I admit, I'm admitting, it is admittance, I am am playing small and I'm willing to accept the consequences of whatever comes from the challenge that I will face in the journey of getting and being bigger and becoming the version of myself that I know I'm meant to be. The millions, the body, the investments, the speaking, whatever the fuck it is, right? Like the big stuff that you know that you should be, you could be, the deep down, you know that you are more with inside, right? Like you need to admit, I am not who I'm meant to be. I should be bigger. I should be more. And if I don't do that, then everyone around me suffers because I'm not the best version of myself. I can't be a great example. And if I'm not a great example and I'm not the best version of myself around that, then I suffer. My future kids suffer. My existing kids suffer because they don't get to watch me. They don't get to watch dad. They don't get to watch dad live everything out in the best way possible. I watch this happen in my family, and I've watched my family, people in my family who could and should have been significantly bigger, who didn't end up getting what they wanted in their life. And now their life looks great from the outside from any normal person observing, but from someone who can see where their regret and their disdain for themselves is, and it shows up in drinking, or so it shows up in fucking, I've seen it show up in cheating on your wife or whatever else that it is, right? It's all these vices that you end up using to escape from the reality of what your fucking situation is, and you end up fucking hating yourself, right? So the first thing is, like, you need to, like, admit it's true. I am not who I'm meant to be, and it needs to change. There needs to be commitment to change in some way, shape, and form. And the second thing is, you need to, my favorite thing to do is, like, go for a really long fucking walk and ask yourself, and I mean, like, repeatedly, it might be 1,000 times over, like, where are my regrets right now, right? Like, where in the past year or the past 5 years have I regretted something that I haven't done, that I know I should have done, that I got that calling from God, that inner voice that said, you need to be, do, and see more in your life. And where do I regret not having done that because of someone else's judgment of me, because of something that someone on external, family member, a partner, a team member, a client, a friend circle, whatever the fuck it is, right? Like, where have I not done the thing because of the external, I've not become the version of myself. And where do I regret that if I'm really, 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 really fucking honest with myself? And just, like, brain dump all the fucking answers, right? Like, your regrets are the thing that will give you the list of tasks that you need to be able to come to a point where you can go, oh my God, I can actually achieve who I'm meant to be, because you have the task list in front of you. The second question you can ask is, where am I really angry right now, right? Like, where am I angry at myself? Where am I angry at the world? Where am I angry at my family? Where am I angry in some way, shape, and form? And what part of all of that did I play in my anger within that? And where could and should I be playing bigger or addressing something head on and not avoiding the things that are making me angry? Because anger is a consequence of a level of avoidance or something that you aren't addressing in some way, shape, and form. If you don't grow the fuck up and change that, you're going to hurt yourself and hurt the people around you. And how fucking dare you, selfish piece of shit, right? Grow the fuck up. That shit needs to change. So it's like, address the regrets and address the actual things that make you really fucking internally angry and despise yourself in some way, shape, and form. And don't you fucking dare for a second say that isn't the case, because I can fucking watch you. I watch you in your team, and you are not, like, your team is not playing to the standard they should be. You are not getting the level of sales that you wish that you could be. You are not the industry leading marketer that you wish that you could be, or industry leading whatever the fucking industry. Like, you are not leading the industry in the way you know you could and should be, and you don't have the relationship that you want. You don't have the fucking car that you want. You don't have the house that you want. You don't have any of the stuff that you want to the level that you know that you could be playing. You may have some great stuff, but, like, you know you could and should be playing more. Maybe you don't have the relationship with your kids that you know that you should be in some way, shape, and form, because you aren't playing to the level that you should be, and you're just fucking angry at them, as opposed to setting the example and then having them follow in your footsteps in some way, shape, and form. And how fucking dare you do that, because your kids are going to suffer as a consequence of that in future. Again, how fucking dare you do that? Because they will model who you are, not who you told them to be. And fuck you for being that way. Oh, I can't get more angry at that one. Fuck you. And then the last one is, like, a commitment to being courageous enough to addressing and attacking every single one of those, right? Like, you now have a list of all these different things. Grow the fuck up and do something about it. Like, that's your task list for your ascension to become the version of yourself that you would like to be. Now, in the commitment and courage of that, that's a daily habit that you need to be sitting down and going, cool, this is what I need to be doing. I need to be addressing this. I need to be in non-avoidance. My character traits need to be non-avoidant, non-stagnant, and fucking courageous as shit, so that I can actually attack the things that I know that I should be attacking and become the version of myself that I know I should be at the same time as well. How fucking dare you not do that? You know you're meant for more. You know you should be doing more, and you need to address that shit. Now, the hard part is all the people around you who will see a change in you, and it will affect them and it will shock them in some way, shape, and form. And this, my friend, is where having external accountability or someone, yes, it's probably fucking me. Yes, it is me. 1,000,000%, it's me. You need someone like me. You need me to be able to hold you to the standard that you know that you should be at in some way, shape, and form. Because there are standards that you are not holding for yourself right now. And as a consequence of that standard not being held, guess what? You will let all the people around you who will be in some way, shape, and form shocked by the change in you, you will let them dictate your next steps. And as a consequence of you letting them dictate your next steps, you're going to be in a position where you don't get what you want. You actually end up in a worse position because you know you fucking tried and you failed and you didn't do anything about it because you couldn't handle all the consequential things that happened around that. And when I work with someone, my goal is to make sure that we focus on the consequential things around that and be really privy to what that might be and giving you a position in life where, you know, you can fucking handle that. Like, you can handle it. The whole idea is that you need to be able to have a level of trust within yourself that if you do these things on a daily basis and manage the expectations of the people around you, you can have everything you want. You can have the business. You can have the team. You can have the epic network. You can have the investments. You can have the best relationship. You can have all these things, but you can't do it playing at the level that you're playing at right now. No one said you can't have it all. I'm telling you, you fucking can. The issue is you aren't allowing yourself to fucking believe that, and you need someone to put you in a position, actually put you in your fucking place, tell you where you're fucking up and observe from the external and help you see all the things around you that need to be addressed and seen so you can create the life that you know that you deserve and the fucking things that you want for your family and everyone else around that at the same time as well. You need to stop fucking playing small and address the regrets, address the frustrations, address the anger, address all those things. Because if you don't, things are going to get significantly worse for you. So much worse for you. You deserve better. The people around you deserve better. Grow the fuck up. Stop settling. Address the regrets. And once you've gone through this exercise, hit me the fuck up. Let me know how it helped. And let me know where your areas of regret are, where you could and should be bigger, where your business should be bigger, where your team should be bigger, where your sales should be more frequent and larger, where your life should be that it isn't right now. Tell me everything and let's put a plan in place to help you destroy all those limiting beliefs, those limiting factors, and put you in a position where you can become the version of yourself that you know that you have inside, but you've been limiting yourself on. And I'll see you on the other fucking side of that because you deserve it.